Okay, good evening all.
Good evening, Rabbi.
So we are in the middle of speaking about Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum, trying to understand the full obligation that we seemingly have to complete the entire parsha twice every single week, and to also complete it with some sort of a commentary or a perish. So he says that we spoke a little bit yesterday about the notion that there is a time period that we should complete this within. Ideally, we begin after either Sunday or after Shabbos Mincha of the previous Shabbos. So in other words, we would have begun Kitavo for this upcoming week, either after Mincha this coming Shabbos, either after Mincha this past Shabbos, or we could do it from Sunday morning. And then he says that mitzvah min amuvchar sheyashlimo so kodem suda shachra shel Shabbos. The ideal time is that even though in theory you have until Mincha of that Shabbos to complete it, still it's better to do it really before the first meal that you have on Shabbos day, or second meal of Shabbos. Mikomakom yachol eto machila sarai. But nonetheless, you could taste a little bit of whatever, a piece of cake, whatever it is, but just don't have your meal until you finish Shnei Mikra, ideally. Imhu kvar but let's say it's pretty close to Chatzos, and again, in general, we have a rule that we don't like to eat for the first time on Shabbos morning after Chatzos, because then it looks like we're fasting. We don't ever want it to look like we're fasting on Shabbos. So if it's almost at that time, you're whatever it is, 1 o'clock or whatever it is these days, or let's say you're having guests over that Shabbos and everyone is starving, and you know, make everyone wait 30 minutes while you finish up, so that's ridiculous. So he says, so you should go ahead and make Kiddush and have your meal, and then you just go ahead and finish it later. True, that's the less ideal version of doing it, but okay, better to do a less ideal version and make sure your guests are happy than to make your guests suffer. So that would be the appropriate way of doing that. And then he says that although it's true you really have an entire week to take care of this, really there is a more ideal way that we can go about doing this mitzvah according to some. Das hamikubalim shemitzvah min amuvchar hu lahavir kol ha'sidra shnayim mikra v'echad targum dafka v'erev Shabbos. So evidently the Kabbalistic minhag was that every single Friday you should go ahead and do the entire week's worth of Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum. Do it all in one day. That's actually probably a lot to do and maybe not recommended for everyone, but that was the custom of the Mekubalim. V'rakim lo siyim b'erev Shabbos Kodesh yesh la'ashliva b'Shabbos Kodesh b'boker kodem la'achila. And let's say you're so concerned, Friday is usually a very busy day. How am I going to do all Shnayim Mikra on Friday? So don't worry about it. You'll have Shabbos itself to go ahead and complete all of it. And then he says that harbeinu hagim l'havir ha-sidra erev Shabbos tekef achar tfilas shachras kodem chatzos. Evidently, there are many people who have such a custom that after shachras on Friday morning, they would go ahead and do Shnayim Mikra ve'echad targum. Then, I don't know, I think most people nowadays are just so busy on Fridays that the thought of going ahead and going through the entire parsha essentially three times, that's probably too much for a lot of people, but evidently some people did have such a custom. And some people were even so stringent that they made sure that they would do it on Erev Shabbos after Chatzos. So in other words, Friday between like 1:30 and 6:30, 7 o'clock, whenever Shabbos starts, they would do it then. Unless they're so clearly concerned that there's going to be some sort of a need after Chatzos, like most of us, I think, have nowadays, whether you're going shopping or whether you're going taking care of things with the family before Shabbos. So then, Yavir Asedra Kodem Chatzos, then you can go ahead and do it before Chatzos. But again, there are those who have such a custom to do it after Chatzos as well. There's a lot of more fascinating customs that we have in this regard, but I think, when is Shkia? Anyone? Okay, fine. All right, so we'll pick up here tomorrow, and for now we'll conclude with the Rabbi Skadish, Rabbi Chananya ben Akash, and Rezakadish Baruch, Lizaku, Assis Yisrael, Afikach.